Relax, it's done.
And welcome back to In Focus on this Tuesday morning, 9:21 in the morning. Brady Bowman with you here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. We had a caller in that last segment. Good questions and hope to have some more. 785-537-1350. Tomorrow I will be here again and we'll have some folks from Rock Creek School District, Wamego, Gary County, and Riley County Clerk Rich Vargo, who's going to talk about some filing dates. That's coming up just around the corner, actually June 1st. So just a few more weeks if you want to get involved and run for any sort of local office. Commissioner, before the call, we were talking about some of the budget session things that you guys are going through, where it's morning and afternoons for the next few weeks on these commission meetings. I was talking about Big Lakes and Pawnee Mental Health and a lot of those type of services, but especially Big Lakes yesterday really kind of struck me when she was talking about Lori Feldkamp, who's the director there, when she was talking about some of the struggles that they deal with. And when you think about the work that they do, and I have a lot of friends that do a lot of social work like that, not an easy job whatsoever. Anytime I think I'm having a tough day here on the news side or doing sports or whatever I'm doing here on the radio, that's nothing compared to what they have to deal with some days. Just your thoughts on some of those type of budget presentations.
It is a real challenge for Lori, and to make it work. In the past, they've been mostly funded by the state, but as time went by and this last problem we have with the finances from the state, they've reduced a lot of their services, and so they cut back. But they're still, Big Lakes is still trying to perform a lot of the things they do, and I know what she's going through. I've seen the kids there and other people, and it is heartbreaking to see some of the services that are dropped. And so they come to the county or whomever else they can come to, the city, and try to get some additional funds. And it is a hard thing, because the county's out here looking at their services and trying to get their services done at the same time trying to help these organizations that really do a lot of good.
In
the social world, and when you say the social services, and they do a lot of things for a lot of disadvantaged individuals, either physically or mentally, and try to give them some sort of production in life that they can make it a little more meaningful for them. And it is hard. And
one thing that struck me yesterday, and it was a few comments that you made talking with Lori when she was up there giving her presentation, talking about some of the things that the growth you see. I know you often talk about in these commission meetings about how you were a school bus driver and how you've seen some of these kids and some of them with some of these disabilities. And you talk a little bit about that and kind of some of the things you told her in respect to that.
Well, I've watched several of the youngsters as they went through school and how they progressed physically, how they progressed mentally, by going to Big Lakes and taking advantage of some of these other services that are there. But once they hit 21, they're out of it, and they no longer have the ability to get there, because the Big Lakes doesn't have the money to let them continue, and they're 3 or 4 years behind in waiting before they can get in there. So it's going to be a problem, or it is a problem right now, but we can only do so much for the money, because the state's just cut back. It's cut back a lot of people, and even the counties.
And we talk about that progress you see with some of these cases. I mean, that's because they, before 21, and actually maybe you can help me with that, before 21, is that they don't have to worry about, are they kind of just like automatically enrolled and covered by some of these services?
They're still enrolled in school, in high school.
Okay.
And they, as long as they're enrolled in high school, they fit into the program with some other federal funds that they can go into Big Lakes.
And I see.
I've watched one come from a wheelchair to be able to walking on her own.
Oh, wow.
And it's really, really makes me feel good that we were able to help participate that in that and watch the kids get more mature. But it once they hit 21 and they get out of high school, they can no longer be in the program unless Big Lakes has extra money.
I think something Lori said was the sad part about that is that when they do hit 21, it's just those services are gone, and it's just regression. You start to see regression with some of these individuals who just no longer have that kind of day-to-day help.
That is correct. And we try to give them something, but it's we have to take a look at the roads and the other services we provide first.
And I think they kept their request flat, I believe, from last
year.
They
did.
$213,000,
right.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what Pawnee's was, but I think it's probably around the maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't remember what that one was either.
Right. But again, just another example mm-hmm. of, to me, another example of when you mentioned those state cutbacks, and I don't know if there's been a lot of federal cutbacks on that. I feel like that's probably been pretty stable for the most part, at least compared to
mm-hmm.
the state.
Yes.
And here's an example. State cuts back, and it kind of just falls onto you guys.
That is correct. And we do what we can. We can't do it all.
Right. Right. Think we have another caller coming in? Maybe? We'll see. We'll see. Dave's on the phone. Phone with them, seeing what we got. But definitely a lot of things to look at there. And we do have a call. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Yeah. Don't you find it ironic that as soon as these people with mental deficiencies, when they turn 21, they get kicked out of Big Lakes, but they can have the right to buy a gun, conceal it, and walk all over campus at K-State?
Commissioner?
I don't know, you know, exactly that many of these that when you say that they can get out of Big Lakes, there'd be a small percent if they were. I don't know. I do know that it takes a little bit of action to get a gun. You've got to register, and you've got to have some sort of mental ability to fill out some paperwork.
No, you don't. All you have to do is go into your grandpa's nightstand, pick up a gun, stick it in your pants, and you're legal.
Well, that is something that I guess Grandpa should take care of.
But it is legal. You agree with that? But they can't get mental health, but they can carry a gun on campus.
Well, I would think that would be a legal argument that I'd.
What's the legal argument about?
Well, you know, it's that if they can't, you know, they're carrying this gun, they're doing whatever. I have no answer for you on that one there. And when you say they can do that, most of the individuals that I know of wouldn't even think about that, wouldn't do it, probably because the ones I have visited with can't walk that far, can't...
there's lots of people on that 21 age group that are physically fine or mentally deficient. They could go in, they could get a gun, they could go on Craigslist, buy a gun. That's not even an issue.
Well,
so, I just explain why you think people should buy, mentally deficient people should carry a gun.
I don't, that's not mine to do. They don't need to carry a gun. I'm not advocating anything for or against, okay? that is... To me, I mean, that's a subject that mentally deficient people shouldn't have one, but
there's no law against it.
Well, okay, but I'm not a legal individual, okay, to be able to sit there and discuss with you all on that when you're saying that it's there.
I would
probably disagree with your theory, but
I think what caller's referencing probably more than anything is the campus carry law. That's set to go in July 1st, and going off of his description, what I know about it, it seems like, yeah, I mean, that's the way the law is written as far as on campus.
If they're going to go on campus, they're going to go all over town.
Right, right. Okay. Either way.
Well, it's a concern,
I'm sure.
One. It is a concern, and I don't think people should just be carrying guns to carry guns. But that's, you know, it's 21, you can do that. But I don't think that you're going to, when you say mentally deficient, I'm not sure what degree you're talking about. Because the ones I'm talking about won't.
All right.
But there's a lot of people in Big Lake have the ability to carry a gun.
All right, we got more calls coming in. Thank you, caller, for calling in with that question. Definitely, and you know, that is something that everybody's thinking about, being a D1 college town with the July just a little bit away. Definitely a concern. And while we're on the subject, well, your thoughts on the campus carry law?
I don't find it a difficult thing. Students going to college should have enough intelligence to be able to understand what they're doing.
Ideally.
Yeah, ideally. Yeah.
right? I don't know. Sometimes you go around Aggieville, and I'm not sure on that assessment. But going back to, let's kind of go piggyback off that a little bit and talk about courthouse security. And some new things there. I know we're getting in a lot of new stuff that's, I think, went in just the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And they are. They're scanning everyone that goes in, all the judges, anybody that goes in, the attorneys, defendants, anybody going into the courthouse gets scanned. I said even the judges. So and it's worked smoothly for this last week, and I think we're okay. We're going to be okay.
I think Riley County Police Department did a video on Facebook kind of demonstrating the process, and I think we shared it on our Facebook page as well. So if anybody wants to look that up, you can go to either RCPD's Facebook or ours. You might have to scroll down a little bit to get to it, because I think that was about a week and a half ago or something like that. But it looks kind of like going to the airport in a lot of ways is what it looks like.
Yeah, and I understand what they have to do, and so there's no problem with it, and like I said, we've had no problem with it at all in this last week on the report that I saw.
Now, remind me, was that put in and that direction taken because of concealed carry? Was that kind of the worry with that?
No, I think it's just the worry that they needed to have better security, because people can come in and do it whether you talk concealed carry or not.
Right, right. Just as far as the fact that, I mean, people can have guns.
That's right.
All right. You know, with that, let's go ahead and go to just only our second break.
Okay.
Crazy, huh?
Hey, neighbor. What's all that commotion, and why are you wearing a grass